Democrats win another Senate seat. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
Senator Raphael Warnock, after being reelected in Georgia, getting over 51% of the vote in a runoff, beating Republican Herschel Walker.
There's no excuses in life. And I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight.
This means in the next Congress, it won't be a 50-50 Senate split anymore.
Now it's 51-49, meaning that the committees will have one more Democratic seat on them. It will be easier for Democrats to push through the Biden agenda, to push through judges and seats that are open.
Fox's Brett Baer, former President Trump's company, convicted of tax fraud in New York, the Trump Organization found guilty on 17 charges in all, including conspiracy and falsifying business records. The lights could be back on by tonight in Moore County, North Carolina. Duke Energy says it expects to restore the power, cut off Saturday by an attack on two substations. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
"We condemn this apparent attack on critical infrastructure. Federal law enforcement continues to support the investigation."
China is apparently listening to all those protesters angry over COVID lockdowns.
In recent days, we've seen various cities and regions loosen restrictions, but these changes are sweeping and apply nationwide. The most severe measures are being brought to an end, such as forcing people who test positive into quarantine camps. Those with COVID can now self-isolate at home if their symptoms are mild or non-existent.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. In Germany, police raids across the country involving thousands of officers targeting suspected far-right extremists accused of plotting to overthrow the government. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As Russia keeps attacking Ukraine, targeting infrastructure, trying to take out more power and water service, Ukraine has apparently been fighting back across the border with reported drone strikes in Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says,
"We have neither encouraged nor enabled the Ukrainians to strike inside of Russia."
But he says the U.S. will continue to provide military aid to Ukraine to fend off the invasion. And the U.S. is also discussing the situation with one of our allies.
U.S. and Australian defense and foreign affairs leaders discussing their joint efforts to counter President Putin's war on Ukraine and their determination to counter destabilizing military activities by the People's Republic of China.
In the face of these challenges, the United States and Australia stand united and determined to be a force for stability and to work with like-minded partners for a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin explaining the U.S. will increase the rotational presence of its forces in Australia, adding the two countries agreed to invite Japan to integrate into their force posture initiatives in Australia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
305 charges. That's what Anderson Aldrich faces in Colorado Springs.
Stemming from the deadly shooting attack on Club Q, a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs last month that left five people dead and 17 others hurt. Aldrich's charges include murder, attempted murder, and hate crimes.
We're not going to tolerate actions against community members based on their sexual identity.
DA Michael Allen, no motive for the attack. We're told the suspected shooter goes by they-them pronouns and doesn't identify as a man or woman, and who remains held without bond. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly the day after another sell-off that dragged the Dow down 350 more points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.